Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S., and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
You can count on the fingers of one hand how many cattle producers from Oklahoma were at an RCAF meeting Saturday night in Oklahoma City, in Stockyard City. Bill Bullard, Chief Executive Officer of RCAF USA, not fazed by the low turnout, says that he believes nationally the beef checkoff program is illegal, unconstitutional, and he believes that the state beef checkoff vote that's now underway in Oklahoma is also illegal. As a result, his group planning to sue the state of Oklahoma, probably the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association as well, in regards to this Oklahoma State beef checkoff vote underway.
We think this case is ripe for litigation. We think that the referendum itself is unlawful based on Oklahoma law, based on what research we've done. So it is our intention to challenge the validity of this referendum and its constitutionality as well.
The vote's already underway.
That's correct. So there's a limited time available here, but we think there is adequate time for people who are concerned about this to take appropriate measures in order to test whether or not this meets state statutes and meets the state constitution and meets the federal constitution as well.
Bullard acknowledges it'll be difficult to stop the vote itself, but assuming cattle producers vote in favor of a state beef checkoff dollar, his intention is to try to get the courts to derail actual implementation.
So it's going to be our goal to try to stop the results or the referendum from ever going into effect. If the law itself underlying the referendum is unconstitutional or in violation of state statutes or state regulations, then the results of the election will be null and void.
And Bill Bullard emphasized he really doesn't care whether or not cattle producers vote in favor of the state beef checkoff or not. Their group intends to try to stop it from ever being implemented.
Well, right now we're looking at stopping the implementation of the results of the vote. So we're looking at taking some relatively quick action before the vote is over with in order to ask the Supreme Court in the state of Oklahoma to give this a thorough and critical review.
RCAF, with apparently just a handful of members in the state of Oklahoma, based in Billings, Montana, planning to work with the Organization for Competitive Markets based out of Omaha, Nebraska, to stop this Oklahoma beef checkoff. Voting is underway. You can request a mail-in ballot from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association between now and the end of the week. Those ballots have to be in and postmarked by the 27th of October to be counted. Actual voting will happen at the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension offices all across the state of Oklahoma on the 1st of November during their normal business hours. You've got farm news on Ron.
Join Ron Hayes tomorrow, October 17th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at P&K Equipment in Enid. Meet Ron in person. News 9 Storm Chaser Marty Logan will be on hand. KOFM's Alan Klepper will be broadcasting live. And Moody Q Barbecue Food Truck will provide great food. P&K will feature product demonstrations on John Deere Guidance System tractors and test drives on Gator utility vehicles and compact tractors. It's all happening tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. P&K Equipment in Enid. See you there.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.